just going to try and convey how difficult this race is. We started with 12 competitors, and early in the race, 1,000 miles, we lost one runner, and we have 11 left. Stritchie Moore said that these runners are the real impossibility challengers, and what they go through is extraordinary. What you see them covered with rashes, and this is on the downswing of it. When he goes home, he soaks in a tub of Epsom salts, and he has to deal with this all day. You look at his feet, you wouldn't want to look at his feet. He's missing most of his toenails. Now, you compound that on just the daily pounding on the concrete and how many shoes he's gone through, the indigestion, having to deal with portisans, and that's the comfort that they have here, just the portisans, dealing with the mosquitoes, or not the mosquitoes so much as the bees and the kids on the sidewalk, the bicycles. The humidity of this race is probably the worst we've had. We've had heat last year, probably the heat was worse, but this year the humidity was just extraordinary. It would rain, but it wouldn't do any good. As soon as the rain ended, the heat came back and just sucked all your energy, and this is what they had to put up. Storm after storm after storm. These are all the runners. So what you see is someone who's absolutely elated this race is over, but to get an inkling of what they've gone through, you would have to be here for the full gist of the whole race. They're really, really extraordinary runners, and we're really proud of Grok. Let's give another big hand for Grok.